protecting yourself from something is known as dvish. Like, you don't like your enemies, or you don't like bad food, or you don't like bad places to go to visit in your vacations. Okay, so you hate them if somebody takes you by force there, so you don't feel good. So this is what you do dvesh with those things. Okay, very good. So vitragi is somebody who is devoid of rag and dvesh, that is attachments. And sarvagya, who is sarvagya? Diya.
Sarvagya is one who knows everything.
Very good. So everything is what? Everything means everything about US, or everything about India, or everything about New Jersey, or everything about New Delhi.
Past, present and future.
Yes, so past, present and future of US. In New Jersey, a past, present, future of India. Everything and everywhere. Okay, very good. So Bhagwan knows about everything and everywhere, the past, present, future of everything that exists. Bhagwan knows about it. Very good. And what is Hitopadeshi Jaimin?
Hitopadeshi is omniscient.
Omniscient. Omniscient is Sarvagya. They are just told us, if I'm not wrong. What is Hitopadeshi? Arjun.
Hitopadeshi means the preacher of well-being.
Preacher of well-being means, meaning of how somebody can be the preacher of well-being, how Bhagwan is preacher of well-being. Arjun, I didn't get it.
They're the preacher of well-being because they show us the path of liberation.
Excellent, very good. Because they show us how to get into the liberation, how to be perfectly, completely happy. So how to get complete happiness, the path of getting that is shown by Bhagwans in their Divya Dhvani. So they are Hitopadeshi, they are preaching for our well-being. Okay, Jaimin, is it clear? What is Hitopadeshi?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, what is Hitopadeshi, Jaimin?
Hitopadeshi is the preacher of well-being and shows us the path to liberation.
Very good. So, you remember what did I give you as homework in the last session? Deya, what was the homework?
The homework was...
something related to Tirthankars and Bhagwans and Hitopadeshi. Okay, Tirthankars have Divya Dhvani. So Bhagwans also have Divya Dhvani, or only Tirthankar Bhagwans have Divya Dhvani? Only those Bhagwans which are Tirthankar as well have Divya Dhvani, or general Bhagwans also have Divya Dhvani? Okay, this was the question. Yeah, the question is, what we learned in the chapter Tirthankar and Bhagwan was the difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan was that Tirthankars have Divya Dhvani, Bhagwans don't have Divya Dhvani, right? We did learn that. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So my question was, really only Tirthankars have Divya Dhvani, or some other Bhagwans have Divya Dhvani as well?
Bhagwans are also
Divya Dhvani. How do you know Bhagwans have also Divya Dhvani? Huh? Give me an example if you know. If you don't know, it's fine. Don't know. What? See, what happens? Tirthankars, they must give with money, because what we say, Tirthankars have what? They have Samavsharan. Right? Tirthankars have Samavsharan. So what do they do in Samavsharan? So they give us the vidhani in the Samavsharan. Samavsharan is not a showcase that you can go and see Bhagwan. Oh, Bhagwan is there, Bhagwan is there. It's not like that. It's a place, it's kind of a class of Bhagwan, okay? So Bhagwan is sitting there. We go into the Samavsharan. We sit there and we listen to Bhagwan. So Samavsharan is a place where Bhagwan actually preaches. So he's a preacher of well-being where he's sitting in the Samavsharan and he's preaching the path of liberation. Okay? Now, other Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan. That was the main difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Only Tirthankars have Samavsharan. Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan. Okay? So, what do general Bhagwan is? Now, if I am Muniraj, okay, I took the Diksha, I became Sadhu Parameshti, and I am practicing my soul. Now what is happening? I practice my soul so greatly that I became Arahanta Parameshti. Now I am not Tirthankar. So where will I be sitting as Arahanta Parameshti? Because Arahanta Parameshti is Bhagwan as well. So I will be sitting at that jungle only where I took this Diksha and I was sitting. I am Bhagwan, okay? So Bhagwan will be sitting in the jungle only amidst all the animals and everybody. If I got Keval Gyan or I become Sarvagya. What do you think, Arjun? Hello, did you get me? What my question is? I'm just saying,
I'm sorry.
If Arjun
I'm sorry,
takes...
Ramachi.
Yeah.
I didn't hear your question exactly. I didn't hear your
question
exactly.
Okay.
Could you repeat it, please?
Yeah, I am repeating it. Jermaine, Diya, listen carefully, okay? If Arjun becomes Sadhu Parameshti today, okay, and he practices his self so greatly that he attains Keval Gyan, he becomes Arahant Parameshti. Now, he was in jungle while practicing his soul. He was Sadhu Parameshti. And now there only he practiced his soul and he became Arahant Parameshti. So I'm asking, like if Tirthankar Bhagwan would have become Arahant Parameshti, the Samavsharan should have, you know, formed and he would have been sitting in a Samavsharan. But now since Arjun is also Arahant Parameshti, but he is not Tirthankar, so will he be sitting only in the jungle only? Or will he be having some space? Like special space, like somebody comes and knows, oh, he's Bhagwan. What do you think? What should happen? I'm not saying what will happen or what do you think happens. I'm just saying what should happen. Arjun as an Arahant Parameshti should be sitting in the jungle only, or there should be some good place. There should be some special place which make it feel like he's Bhagwan. What do you think, Arjun?
I think that they probably would be in Samavsharan, but they, just like if he's out there, they would
Bhagwans
be...
Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan. Yeah.
They would be, just like if the Dunkar, Arihanta Parameshti, don't they show us the path of liberation as well? So
they yeah, they show us...
Yeah, so they would also be giving us
Divya Dvani. Yeah, so I'm just asking it, will they be giving it sitting there at the jungle only, where you're sitting and practicing your soul, when you were Sadhu Parameshti, now you became Arahant Parameshti, okay?
Okay.
So, my question is, if Arjun becomes Arahant Parameshti, so even after being Arahant Parameshti, will he be sitting in jungle only? Until he becomes Siddha, he leaves his body?
Yes.
Or there will be some special, you know? See, if Arjun was Tirthankara, and if he would have become Arahant Parameshti, so Devas would have come to this earth and made Samavsharan, and Arjun would have sit on the Samavsharan. So Samavsharan is not in jungle, it's in, on the, you know, in the space, it's in the sky. It's not on the ground, it's in the sky. So it has, you know, many stairs. You have to climb through those stairs to reach to the sum of Sharan. Okay? So I'm just saying, Tirthankar Bhagwan, if becomes Arahanta, he goes above the ground. And if normal person becomes Bhagwan, Arahanta, will he be grounded only? Will he be in the jungle only? Just think, what do you think should happen? Diya? He's Arahant Pramishti, the Lord of the world, okay? Yeah, Diya, what do you think?
He should be in Samosharan.
Samavsharan or similar place. Because Samavsharan, we learned, Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan. So Samavsharan is not possible. Some similar place should be there for him, right? It should be there or it should not be there? I'm just asking.
Yes.
It should be there. Diya thinks it should be there. Jaimin, what do you think? Since Arahant Parameshthi is Bhagwan, so I feel that Bhagwan should have some good place to sit where if somebody approaches him for darshan, he should feel like, oh, he is Bhagwan, right? If he is sitting just like Sadhu Parameshthi, nobody will come to know that, oh, he is Bhagwan, right? Am I making my point? So if Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan, at least they should have similar place. Yes or no? Agree or not?
Yes.
Yes.
All agree to me?
Yes.
Arjun? Okay. So yes, Bhagwans have a special place like Samavsharan, which is not as huge as Samavsharan. It's the inner part. That part of Samavsharan in which Bhagwan sit, that only part, the smallest part. So Bhagwan has Divyadhvani, Bhagwans have Gandhakuti. Bhagwans have Gandhakuti. What do they have? Gandhakuti. What do they have, Arjun?
Gandhakuti.
Gandhakuti. Gandhakuti. Gandh means a good smell, the fragrance. Okay, kuti. So where kuti means the somewhere to sit. Okay, so it's a place where there is, you know, very good and very scent. What do we say? It's very, the scent of that place is very good. So it's very pious and very out there, and Bhagwan sits there. Called Gandhakuti.
How do you spell Gandhakuti?
Hello, was I disconnected?
I think Anubhavji got disconnected. Let me check. Jayendra Anubhavji, are you back? I don't think so. Let me just, you know, check again.
हेलो हेलो हेलो
हेलो
हेलो
दिस
यस सॉरी आई गॉट डिसकनेक्टेड या या सो व्हाट डू वी कॉल द प्लेस वेयर भगवान सिट्स हेलो जैमिन आर यू देयर हेलो जैमिन हेलो कैन यू ऑल हियर मी और नॉट
Yeah, I can hear you. This is Arjun. I can hear you perfectly fine.
जैमिन दिया सचिन जी हेलो जेमिन आर यू नॉट देयर
This is Arjun. I'm here. I'm not sure about the others.
ओके अर्जुन सो टेल मी व्हाट डू आई गेस दे डिस्कनेक्टेड प्रोबेबली और समथिंग सो व्हाट डू वी कॉल द प्लेस वेयर भगवान सिट्स अर्जुन
Well, I know Arihanta's. I mean, Siddha's. Sitting Siddha Sheila, but I'm not sure exactly where the blondes would sit or be.
I just told you na it's Gandhakuti. It's kind
Oh.
of a mini very it's part of the innermost part of the Samavsharan where actually the Tirthankar Bhagwan also sits in in Gandhakuti. So all the Bhagwans sit in Gandhakuti. Hello.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, Jamie.
How do you
What?
spell Kuti?
Yeah, GANDH, 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 GANDH. You know, the Gandhi, so Gandhi is becomes Gandh, Gandh Kuti. KUTI, Kuti.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So it's for Gandhakuti. So Bhagwan, once you become Bhagwan, so whether you are Tirthankar or not, you will have a place which will known as Gandhakuti, which will be formed by Devas. Okay, Dev automatically comes and they make Gandhakuti for you. So there are two types of Bhagwan. Okay. Hello. Everybody. Yeah. What?
What does Kuti mean?
Kuti. Kuti. Kuti means a home, a small home where somebody sits. Kuti is a form of space where somebody sits. You know, kuti. It's a small kuti. Kuti means a place to sit, a place to be there. So a place where you can be found is known as kuti. So Gandhakuti. Gandhakuti is a place which is where the Bhagwan sits. Okay, so the innermost part of Samavsharan is also known as Gandhakuti. In general, Bhagwans also have Gandhakuti. So what is the difference between Gandhakuti and Samavsharan? That Samavsharan is so huge that it can have, you know, jivas of any, you know, jivas, it has animals. So, you know, all the animals are also there. There can be elephants, there can be lions, there can be tigers, there can be crocodiles. So all of the animals come to listen to Bhagwan's Vividhan and they understand it. So in Samavsharan, there are so many, there is huge place to for everybody. But in the Gandhakuti of Bhagwan, it's not as huge as Samavsharan. It has only the place to where Bhagwan can sit. And if you go to Darshan, so you can visit Bhagwan. So it has only enough place. It's not huge. Okay, it's not that bigger. So what I'm saying is, innermost part of the Samavsharan where Bhagwan sits, it's also known as Divyadhvani. So Samavsharan has a Divyadhvani. Okay, but Bhagwan's, Divyadhvani I'm saying, it's Gandhakuti. Samavsharans also have a Gandhakuti, okay? So Gandhakuti is a place where, whether it is Tirthankar or it is Bhagwan, where Bhagwan sits, where Arhantas sit is known as Gandhakuti. So it's in Samavsharan as well. It's in normally, if I become Bhagwan, if Arjun becomes Bhagwan, if Jaimin becomes Bhagwan, so he'll have what? He'll have Gandhakuti. Fine? So now if Bhagwan has Gandhakuti, so he must be sitting there, so we'll be going to, you know, do the darshan of Bhagwan. So Bhagwan must be giving us some upadesh, something about path of liberation, so he'll be giving us Divyadhvani right there as well. So that Bhagwans also give us Divyadhvani, but not all the Bhagwans. Not all the Bhagwans give us Divyadhvani, not compulsorily every Bhagwan will give you Divyadhvani. So therefore we do not generalize it and we say only Tirthankars give Divyadhvani. Because every Tirthankar gives Divyadhvani compulsorily, but not every Bhagwan. So in case of Bhagwans, it's not a compulsion to give Divyadhvani. Therefore we say like Bhagwans don't give Divyadhvani generally. But specific, so some of the Bhagwans may give Divyadhvani. Am I clear? Hello?
So you're saying that it's compulsory, not all Bhagwans give?
Yeah. All Arahantas have compulsorily Gandhakuti. But it's on Bhagwan that, it's not compulsion that if it's he is in Divyadhvani, he is in Gandhakuti, he'll be giving Divyadhvani necessarily. He may not. See, there are two types of Arahanta, okay? One is like, I am practicing my soul as Sadhu Pameshti. Some Deva came and was flying from, you know, above my head, he was flying he is just flying and he looks at me and he figures it out that, oh, I actually, when I was, you know, in last birth or in last birth, I actually, you know, did anger to that person or did bad to that person. So he gets very angry at me, I am Sadhu Pameshti, and he's getting angry and he thinks of taking revenge. So he takes me off the ground. He puts me into the river or into the sea. What I'm doing, I'm not stopping practicing my soul, okay? And he is actually avenging what I have done to him. So he is throwing me into the sea. So if I am still practicing my soul, it might happen that I become Bhagwan while I was thrown to sea, so before my death. Okay? But as I am thrown to the sea, okay, and if I become Arahanta Parameshti, if my life is to end at that time, my age is completed, so I'll have to die. So I'll not get time to sit in the Gandhakuti, I'll immediately die and I'll become Siddha Parameshti directly. So those Bhagavans who don't have, you know, age left, who don't have any age to live, who leave their body, they do not have Gandhakuti, they directly become Siddha Parameshti. So they be Arahanta for some minutes or some seconds, and after that, they become Siddha Parameshti. So not necessarily all the Bhagavans will have Gandhakuti as well as Dividhvani, because if Arahanta Bhagavan doesn't have age, so if he, while attaining Keval Gyan, if he dies, he becomes Siddha Parameshti. So he becomes Arahanta for a very small part of time. Am I clear? Hello? Diya, are you there?
Yeah.
Diya, hello?
Yes.
What do we call the place where Arahanta Parameshti sit?
Gandhakuti.
Very good. Gandhakuti. So, all the Arahantas sit in Gandhakuti or only a few Arahantas sit in Gandhakuti?
Few.
Few. Okay, so if I become Arahanta, will I get Gandhakuti or not?
Yes.
Why? What if I am from those few? Who don't get Gandhakuti? See, if somebody is Arahanta, he will definitely get Gandhakuti. Why? Because Gandhakuti is where Arahanta sit. Okay? Wait. Come to slide number 9. Now today the correct slide is 9. Slide number 9. Everybody is in slide number
9.
Wait.
Yes,
I'm on slide number
9. 7. Yeah. Yeah, it's from Dev Stuti PowerPoint presentation, slide number 9, in which the lines are standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. Okay. Jaimin, have you opened?
Yeah.
Jaimin?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we see in this slide? It's not Samavsharan. It's only the Gandhakuti. What does it have? It doesn't have a huge space where everybody can sit. Only Bhagwan is sitting there. Down Bhagwan, there is one flower. Which flower is it? Lotus, right?
Yeah, it looks like a lotus.
It looks like a lotus, okay? So, is he sitting on the lotus or there is a difference between him and lotus?
He's kind of hovering over it.
Yeah, so he's not touching lotus, but below him the lotus is there. Okay, and can you see, you know, over his head there is one chhatra, something is hovering over his head as well. Do you see that? Something like umbrella over his head. Okay, it is known as chhatra. And also two things are, you know, in the direction of both of his ears, there are two things which are there, two things situated. Do you see them? Those are called as shower. And do you see a tree there? Tree? Do you find any tree? Some greenery do you see?
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of.
Hello?
Corner.
Yeah. So it's all over, you know, it's all over him. He's sitting under the tree. Don't you think? Hello? Do you see that? So now, in the Gandhakuti, there is this special tree, Kalpavraksha. Bhagwan says Chavar and Chatra, and he sits above a lotus. It's a huge lotus, and it's very divine lotus. It's not like lotus we see. Okay, and it is known as, only this place is known as Gandhakuti, because there only Bhagwan is sitting. So the sitting person is Arhanta Parameshthi. And now if I go, so like the person standing there and joining his hand in front of Bhagwan, so we go there and Bhagwan gives us Divyadhvani. So this is the part of, this is Gandhakuti. Now if you make around it, if you make some space to sit for everybody, there's a separate space for ladies, separate space for gents, separate space for Sadhu Parameshthi, separate space for animals, separate space for Devas, so this becomes Samavsharan. Do you get me now? So if somebody's Arhanta, he'll be like this only. Okay, so all Arhantas have Gandhakuti, but there are some cases in which you don't get time to sit. Your body just departs. Because in such a situation, if somebody throws me into the sea, so I am going to die in some time. But if in that time, if I attain Keval Gyan, okay, if I attain Keval Gyan, so directly I become what? I attain Keval Gyan for some minutes, I remain Arhant Bhagwan in that water only. And there, from there, I become Siddha Bhagwan, because the body gets dead. Okay, so he becomes what? Siddha Bhagwan directly. So he doesn't get time to sit, otherwise he would have got also the Gandhakuti. Am I clear now? Are you clear with the Gandhakuti, what Gandhakuti is? Everybody? Okay, so other Bhagwans also give Divyadhvani, but not necessarily, but they all have Gandhakuti, okay? Now, if they get time, they'll have Gandhakuti, okay? Example, you know Ram was Bhagwan or not? Bhagwan Ram. Everybody know about Ram?
Yes.
Ram. Heard any name of Ram? Arjun, ever heard of Ram Bhagwan? Arjun, did you ever heard the name of... Yes or no?
This is Arjun. I believe I have heard about it.
Okay, Ram. Jaimin, you also have heard, right? So do we get any Ram in 24 names of Tirthankaras? Any person named Ram in 24 names? Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath. Any Ramnath or Ramdev, is that something? Is there any name with Ram?
No.
So Ram was not Tirthankar, right? He was a simple Bhagwan, okay? But he had Samavsharan, and Ram Bhagwan actually gave Divyadhvani. So he didn't have Samavsharan. He didn't have what? He didn't have what? If he was Arhanta and he was Bhagwan, he didn't have Samavsharan. What will he have? Gandhakuti, okay? So Ram Bhagwan had Gandhakuti. You know, Bharat Bhagwan had Gandhakuti. You know, Bahubali Bhagwan, everybody knows Bahubali Bhagwan. Bhagwan Bhagwan who is with, you know, plants over his body. Have you seen that? Anybody have seen Bhagwan, Bahubali Bhagwan?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, Bhagwan Bahubali have, you know, over his, you know, statue, over his pratima, you usually find, you know, there is lots of plantation is over his body. So, you know, the plants are growing into his body. So, whilst he became Bhagwan, he also had Gandhakuti. Okay, so these are some of the examples. Okay, so we'll come to now the first four lines again. Arjun will sing first, then Jaimin will sing, then Diya, and then I'll sing. Oh God, devoid of attachment, slide number 2.
Am I singing first, Anubhavji?
Yes, you're singing first, Sachin. Arjunji.
Okay. Oh, God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being features, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, God, fulfilled prayer.
Very good. Jamin?
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
Very good. Dia, what is the meaning of these lines, if you may tell us?
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge and fulfilled prayer.
Very good. So what do you mean by these lines? Meaning of first two lines, Tia.
God,
what? Devoid of attachments means?
God is vitagi and hitotation sarvagya.
So, devoid of attachments means what? Sarvagya or hitopdeshi?
Vitagi.
Very good. Omniscient is?
Sarvagya.
Hitop sarvagya. And our well-being preacher is? Again, Vitragi, right?
No.
It is well-being preacher. So it is what? Vitragi, Sarvagya, or?
Hitopadeshi.
Very good, very good. So, oh dear Lord, how are you? You are Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopadeshi. So now, Arjun, this last two lines, what is the meaning of last two lines? Let their wrong belief get destroyed.
I'm not exactly sure what the last two lines mean. Let our wrong beliefs get destroyed, maybe show us the path of liberation and true happiness.
So what are we praying in front of Bhagwan? It's a Dev Stuti, it's a prayer, right? So we in front of Bhagwan, we make wishes or we make request. So what is the request that we are making in front of Bhagwan? What is the wish that we are wishing for?
We're wishing for true happiness.
How? I don't see any true happiness word in these two lines.
Okay,
Arjun. Okay, wait. Jaimin, what is the meaning of these two lines?
I think it means that we shouldn't think bad about others.
I'll tell you what does it mean. Let our wrong belief get destroyed. Simple English. Oh dear Lord, oh dear Vitragi Sarvagya Hitopadeshi Lord, we pray that please let our wrong belief get destroyed. Let our wrong belief get destroyed. Let our mithyatva, that is wrong belief. You all know what is mithyatva? We all know what is mithyatva?
No.
No, we don't know what is mithyatva. Okay, mithyatva is wrong belief. We learnt it in the Jeev and Ajeev chapter. To believe that I am this body and I'm not soul is mithyatva. Why? Because we are believing that is not. Okay, so mithyatva is what? To believe something wrong. So wrong belief is mithyatva. Right? So, O Lord, O Vitragi, Sarvajnanitopdeshi Lord, we pray in front of you what? That may our wrong belief, that is mithyatva, get destroyed. But how will that get destroyed? By knowledge, son. We usually say that this wrong belief is a, it's very dark. It's wrong belief is darkness. So how will darkness go? With the rise of a sun. So, O Lord, with the true knowledge, son, that you give us, may our wrong belief get the darkness of wrong belief get destroyed. Please fulfill all this small prayer. Do you get me? Now. O Vitragi Sarvajnan Hitopdeshi Bhagwan or O Vitragi Sarvajnan Hitopdeshi God, may our mithyatva, that is wrong belief, get destroyed, the darkness of wrong belief get destroyed by the sun of knowledge. O Bhagwan, please fulfill this prayer. What are we wishing for? We are wishing for the destruction of wrong belief. By what? By the true knowledge. Okay? So, O Bhagwan, may my knowledge be so true that my wrong beliefs get destroyed or they disappear. Am I clear? See, we have to listen to one story as well. So, quickly, will tell me the meaning of these two lines. Very good. Arjun will say the meaning of these two lines, please.
What was that, Anubhavji?
You have to tell me the meaning of these two lines that I just told you. Yes. Yeah, that is our prayer. So what we, if we define all the four lines in one sentence is that O Vitragi Sarvajnan Hitopdeshi God, please fulfill our prayer. What is our prayer? That let our wrong belief, let our mithyatva get destroyed by what? By the true knowledge or the sun of true knowledge, let our mithyatva get destroyed. Why do we have to destroy the mithyatva? If anybody can tell me. Chairman, you know why are we wishing to dis for the destruction of mithyatva?
No.
Okay, you know what is sammyak darshan? Chairman,
Yeah.
have you heard about sammyak darshan?
Yeah.
What is sammyak darshan?
Well, I know that you say it before you do a mala.
Okay. Arjun, what is sammyak darshan, if you have heard about it?
Can you please read? I heard the question, but I didn't hear the word that you asked me.
Sammyak darshan. Have you ever heard it? Sammyak darshan. Did you ever hear this word?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so? Okay. Sammyak darshan, we have not heard. Okay. We say we have to become Bhagwan. Okay. So what is the process of becoming Bhagwan? The process of becoming Bhagwan is first you have to get darshan. Okay? Then you get Samyak Darshan, then you become Muni Raj, then you destroy the Kshayas. So we have to destroy the karma. So there is this karma, Mohiniya karma. The destruction of Darshan Mohini karma is known as Samyak Darshan. We'll be coming to it. Samyak Darshan is very necessary. Without attaining Samyak Darshan, you cannot have moksha. So what do we have? We have to attain Samyak Darshan. So Samyak Darshan is nothing but the when you destroy Mithyatva, it is known as Samyak Darshan. Samyak Darshan in English is known as right belief. So when you destroy wrong belief, you get what? You get right belief. And right belief is known as Samyak Darshan. Wrong belief is known as Mithya Darshan. So what we have as Samyak Darshan and what we have as Mithya Darshan, like I have this body, okay? If my body gets hurt, who is very sad? The body is sad or I am sad? Hello?
Body
is sad. Body is sad or I am sad? Who is feeling the pain? The body is feeling the pain or I am feeling the pain? I am feeling the pain, right? Body, who got hurt? The body got hurt. But body is not, you know, actually feeling the pain because body doesn't have Gyan Gun. We learned it in the Jeev and Ajeev chapter, right? So body doesn't know anything. So body don't have knowledge even that it has got hurt. But who is crying? I am crying. But I am the soul. The, you know, all these things, all these hurt doesn't reach me. So body is not me. So I have not got hurt. But I am still crying. I am crying or not? Crying, right? Why I am crying? Because I believe that I am body. Correct?
Yeah.
Am I making point? So this belief that I am body, well, actually I am not body. I am a soul. Practically, if you see, I am not a body. I am a soul because soul have knowledge. Body doesn't have knowledge. So I am not the body. I am the soul. So practically, I am a soul, but what I am believing, I am this body. And therefore, what? I am very sad. I have, you know, I feel the pain. So why did I feel the pain? Because I thought that I am body. So this is known as, this thinking that I am body is wrong because I am not body. So having a wrong belief. So this is known as wrong belief. To believe something that doesn't exist. To believe that I am body when I am not body. Did you get the mithyatva? How is it a wrong belief? Because I am not body and I am believing I am body. So it's a wrong belief. What would be the right belief? I am what? I am soul. So if I would have known that I am a soul, I am not body. So that will be a right belief. Then I will not feel the pain if the pain comes to me. Right? Hello? So this wrong belief makes us sad, and the destruction of this wrong belief, that is a right belief, that will make us happy. So therefore, what are we wishing for? We are wishing for the right belief. So what is the reason of our unhappiness or our sadness? The reason for our sadness is wrong belief, that is mithyatva. What is the reason of our dukkha? Chairman, what is the reason?
Wait, could you repeat the question?
The question is, what is the reason of our pain or unhappiness? It's wrong belief or mithya darshan. What is the reason of our unhappiness? It's mithya darshan. What is it?
Mithya darshan.
Mithya darshan, that is wrong belief. So what is the reason for my unhappiness, Arjun?
Mithya darshan, or wrong belief.
It's mithya darshan. Mithya darshan means what? Wrong belief. Diya, what is the reason of our unhappiness? Diya? Diya, what is the reason for unhappiness? Hello, Diya, can you hear me? Mithyatva or action or wrong belief. So if it is the reason of my unhappiness, do I want unhappiness? Do I want sadness? Do I want suffering or pain? Arjun, do you want that?
No.
You don't want it. So what do we have to want it? What do I have to destruct? If I don't want sadness, I have to destroy the reason of my sadness. So I have to destroy what? I have to destroy Mithya Darshan, that is wrong belief. So the aim of our life, the aim of our life is to destroy the Mithyatva. So we are praying in front of Vitragi Sarvagya Nitobeshi Bhagwan that, O Bhagwan, may my wrong belief, that is the reason of all sadness that I have, all the dukkh that I have, may that get destroyed. By what will it get destroyed? If I will listen to you and gain knowledge, if I know what true thing is, then my knowledge, with this knowledge, my wrong beliefs will get destroyed. So, O Lord, I pray in front of you, O Vitragi Sarvagya Nitobdeshi Bhagwan, I pray in front of you that may with knowledge, son, my belief, that is Mithya Darshan, get destroyed. It's fine. Is it fine? Is it clear to everybody?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Okay, so he'll tell me the meaning of the all the four lines. We'll start with Jaimin. Jaimin, all the four lines. Oh, I'm so sorry. The time is again up. When will we get to our story? I don't know. Okay, Jaimin, what is the meaning of these four lines? Jaimin.
Is to be Vitragi Hitodeshi and not have Mithyati.
It is Mithya Darshan. You can also call it wrong belief. Mithya Darshan is the name, real name of it. In English, we call it wrong belief. So it's Mithya Darshan. Darshan. It's Mithya Darshan.
Okay.
What is the meaning? Yeah, Jaimin, what is the meaning? We are praying in front of Bhagwan. So what are we saying? Oh, Bhagwan, your Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitobdeshi. We pray in front of that, let our Mithya Darshan get destroyed by the true knowledge. Diya, what is the meaning of it?
The meaning of it is, oh Bhagwan, that you are Vitragi, Sarvagya, Hitobdeshi.
Please
let
us get
destroyed.
Okay. Let her what get destroyed? What do we have to destroy? Mithya Darshan. May our Mithya Darshan gets destroyed by what? It will get destroyed? By the true knowledge, it will get destroyed. Okay, Diya? Arjun, what is the meaning for these four lines?
The meaning of these four lines is, O God, Vitragi, Savargya, and Hitobdeshi, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledgeable son, and fulfill our prayer.
Okay, so what is wrong belief?
Wrong belief is, oh my god, I'm forgetting.
Mithya Darshan. So how do we explain wrong? Why do we have to destroy the wrong belief? Why we are praying for the destruction of wrong belief? Why? Huh?
Oh, was that question to me? Or was it to the whole class?
Yeah, it's a question to you, Arjun. Why are we praying for the destruction of wrong belief?
Because
So the wrong belief is the reason of our sadness. Because we have wrong belief that I am body, we feel bad if body gets hurt. Because I have a wrong belief that this toy or this laptop, this car or this house is mine, so whenever these things go away from me, I actually cry. Oh, my toy got, my PS2 or my video game got, you know, it just got bad or it's not working. So I feel bad. Okay? Why? Because of the wrong belief that it is mine. The moment I realized, oh, mine. So I am not feeling anything about that, if it goes or if it stays. So mithyadarshan is a root cause of our unhappiness. So wrong belief is the root cause of our unhappiness. Okay? Our time is up. So... story, okay, what do we do in the next session? We'll start with the story and then we'll start studying, because our story is very important and it's a very good story, okay? It's about Mahavir Bhagwan and Gautam Garbhar. So we'll come to know who Gautam Garbhar is and what Mahavir Bhagwan is, okay? Okay, everybody of you remember the name of 10 Dharmas or you forgot some? 10 Dharmas.
I forgot.
You forgot. Very good. Very good. Okay. Hello. What about you, Jamin? Uttam Kshama, Uttam Mardav, Uttam Arjav, Uttam Shauch.
I think I know all of them.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. So in the next session, Arjun, come revising all those names. Okay. So now today we'll conclude for the day. Okay. Any question, if anybody has, you can ask me now.
I think I possibly could know them all right now. I'm just not sure. I just have to make sure.
Very good, Arjun, but I guess we'll be learning it in the next session only, because we have not learned, so
yeah.
We have learned the meaning of 4. So we'll be learning it in the next session, okay? So in the next session, we'll have the first story, then we'll revise 4 lines, and then we'll be coming to this Lakshan Dharma. Hopefully, Natasha and Arush will be there in next session, hopefully, okay? So we'll conclude for the day, or any question you have to ask. Where do Arantas sit? What is the place for Arantas? What do we call it? Gandhakuti. Very good, excellent. So Arantas sit in Gandhakuti. So Samavsharan also has a Gandhakuti or not? Samavsharan also has a Gandhakuti? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, that part of Samavsharan where Bhagwan sits, the center part of the Samavsharan, it is known as Gandhakuti. Very good. So every Aranta has Gandhakuti, whether Tirthankara or Bhagwan, if he gets time to live. Otherwise, he becomes Aranta for some minutes and then he directly goes to Siddha Dasha. Okay, Siddhashila. Okay, next is, what is the reason of our unhappiness? It's Mithya Darshan. So these two that we learned today, keep them in your mind. Gandhakuti and Mithya Darshan, okay? Okay, we'll conclude. Today what we'll do, we'll read the poem, My Introduction, okay? Because we have to learn that as well. My introduction we'll read, so open that PPT, My Introduction. We are three of us. Okay, you go first.
Am I just reading the first slide? Because I have the whole thing.
Yeah, no, you read the first slide. Second slide will be read by Diya. The third will be by Jamin. And fourth will be by me. Okay?
Okay.
Open My Introduction, everybody, on slide number 2. Arjun is reading.
Your soul is my name. Knowing alone is my theme. Salvation is my home, where I enjoy perfect bliss.
Filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
My own throne, I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't have
what PDP is this?
I don't have the PDP, so I'm just reading from the book.
Oh, excellent, Arjun. Very good. Okay.
Wait, what PowerPoint is
this? It's My Introduction, the poem we did first. Pure soul. soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Remember? Okay, dear, your turn. Second, slide number 3.
No touch the hunger, reaches my edges. No coffer, cool is allowed my forces. We from a gunny and hurt nowhere to roam. Re-election and supreme is my home. My name is your soul. My fame is to know alone.
Gemini, your turn.
I'm still opening it.
Okay, so I'll read the fourth one, and then when Gemini will be opening it, he'll be reading the last. We shall discriminate the self from others, meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness. My name is pure soul, my fame is to know alone. Gemini opened.
Almost.
Opened, slide number 5. Open, Jamin. Hello, Jamin.
Yeah, oh, I found it. 1 second.
Slide number 5.
Okay.
Sing it.
My name is pure soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
Very good. So we all will join our hands, close our eyes. I'll say the Mukar Mantra, okay? And then we'll leave. Namo Arhantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Vachayadam, Namo Noe Savasahuram. Okay, Jai Jinendra to you all. Thank you so much. Don't miss the next class. We'll have a very good story in the next class, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jai Jinendra. Thank you.